You know, it's important that we have a youth message, whether we have any youth in the church or not, because think of it, we're all children of the living God. So children's messages are always down to childlike level. Jesus said, we're in the world, not of the world, and come to him as all the little children. So I entitled my message this week for the youth message, Trust and Obey, for there's no other way. If you remember that hymn, you can look it up in the hymnal if you have a hymnal. It's number 467. But Jesus warned us that we need to trust and believe. He told the kids, everybody, well, not only the kids, you and me, and all the disciples of the day, who does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. Can you imagine? We have to come in childlike faith. Yeah. So how many of us are eager to grow up? Did you ever want to be, oh, well, I can't wait until I'm 16. Or, I can't wait to this. Or I can't wait to that. I think that's human nature. Even as children, they want to be grown up. They want to learn. They want to grow. I think some of us maybe even want to know now that we're older that maybe we would like to be younger. Well, I think we like having things, don't we? And children also have the same desire. When we get old, we want to be younger. Children often want to be adults instead of children. Think about that. In some ways, that's good because God made us so that we would mature and grow up. That's what Jesus did as a child. He grew in wisdom and stature. But today in our society, I want to remind us about some of the special advantages of being a child, little kid. Can you think of some things? I think many of us, and I would say, well, life was a lot easier when we were a child because we didn't have to worry about making a living and all that stuff. So enjoy your childhood. There's a special advantage of being a child. And Jesus spoke about it today in the gospel message. He said, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. So think about that. Now, I don't think Jesus meant to say that God doesn't want anybody to grow up or that the children are better than adults. No, I don't think that was the thing. I think what he was teaching us is that children have something about them that's special and that helps them grow and know God better. Wow. What do you think of that? Do you want to know God better? I think the main thing for children is to have adults say, okay, I trust and obey. How about you adults? Would you open your heart and trust and obey? You know, children often accept what they're told without asking for a lot of reasons or explanations or proof from adults. They simply believe it because they trust whoever said it. So, can you trust what God had said and his word, the Bible? Yes. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. I think God wants all of us, both children and adults. Because sometimes us adults are worse than children, and sometimes children know more than adults. But anyhow, I digress. I just want you to know this, that God loves you, and he wants to be able to let you know that his word is trustworthy and that you can believe in his promises like a child. Wow, that's a wonderful lesson for all of us today. And I hope and pray that you can just say, yeah, I want to come to Jesus in childlike faith because I want to trust and obey.